बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। खुदाया खुदाया ता इनकलाब महदी अज नहजते खुमैनी महाफिजत बिफरमा खामिनाई रहबर पे लुत्फ खुद निगेदाद आमीन या रब्बल आलमीन। अल्लाहुम्म सल्ली अला मोहम्मद व आल मोहम्मद व अज्जिल फरजहुम। लेसन्स फ्रॉम करबला पार्ट 3 ऑफ 40। दोज ऑफ अस दैट हैव बीन ब्लेस्ड टू विजिट करबला नो दैट इवन टुडे इट इज एक्सट्रीमली हार्ड टू स्टैंड इन द स्कॉर्चिंग हीट ऑफ करबला सन फॉर अ कपल ऑफ आवर्स। वी हैव फूड, कोल्ड वाटर एंड ऑल अदर एमेनिटीज अवेलेबल टू अस, but the heat still makes it a very tough experience. Imagine that our Imam alayhi salam, his family and his companions bore this scorching heat without water for 3 days. Our Imam alayhi salam picked up bodies and pieces of the bodies of his family and then fought and gave his life while performing sajda. Is Karbala an event that occurred 1400 years ago that we need to commemorate as a tradition, or does it tell us something about how to spend our lives today? When we study Karbala, we get amazed that despite all the hardships Imam Hussain alayhi salam passed through, he, his family and his companions displayed the highest level of husn akhlaq. We find that he gave water to Hazrat Hur alayhi salam, his soldiers and his army. We find that he tried his level best to persuade the armies of Yazid Lanatullah Alayh from committing this heinous crime. We find that at no point in time he or his companions crossed any Islamic boundaries in terms of their choice of words. We find that Imam Hussain alayhi salam and all of our Imams alayhi salam ruled the hearts of people by being at the highest level of akhlaq. When we look at the akhlaq of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and how he treated his enemies, and we look at our akhlaq and how we treat other followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, one begins to wonder if we have learned anything from our Imams alayhi salam. We are very harsh with each other and fight on small issues. We suffer from a perception fallacy where we consider ourselves to be the best and always assume the worst about the other party. We do not have introspection or self-awareness and do not hold ourselves accountable. We are excellent at criticizing others and are very capable of analyzing their actions in great depth, but forget that Allah is not going to hold us responsible for anyone's actions. Each one of us will be held accountable for their own actions. If we spend the time that we do right now on analyzing and criticizing others, on actually analyzing and improving our own actions, each one of us will improve their spirituality by leaps and bounds. The issue of akhlaq exists within our families as well. The husbands mistreat their wives. The wives feel that as educated career women, they are free to do what they want. The mothers-in-law do not treat their daughter-in-law the same way as they would treat their own daughter, and the daughters-in-law are in a power struggle with the mother-in-law. How can we establish Husainiyat on this world when we cannot establish it on ourselves and our families? How can we claim to support the one that will establish justice on the entire world when we do not treat our spouses and children with justice? How do we claim to have the desire to join the army of the son of Husayn alayhi salam when we have no respect and regard for each other? If all of us joined the army of Imam alayhi salam today, various factions of the army would be fighting against each other rather than fighting with the enemies. What can we do? This Mahi Muharram, we can promise our Imam alayhi salam that we will improve our akhlaq within our families and within our communities. O Hussain alayhi salam, I promise you that the next time I am really angry at someone, I will control my anger with the thought that this person has shed tears on your tragedy. O my Imam alayhi salam, please help me in becoming a person who forgives the mistakes of others and is focused on improving himself.